In the day's other news, everyone in the United States, 16 and older, is now eligible for a COVID-19 vaccination. The last few states took that step today on the heels of news that half of all American adults have already received at least one dose. White House officials said it's never been easier to get a shot.
There are now thousands of more people ready to help you get vaccinated. There are now millions more vaccine doses available and waiting. And there are now more than 60,000 safe and convenient places for you to get your shot.
Meanwhile, the World Health Organization projected the pandemic could be controlled within months, but it warned again of ongoing surges. India reported nearly 274,000 new cases today. New Delhi went under a one-week lockdown to try to stem the rapid spread of the virus. There's word that U.S. Capitol Police officer Brian Sicknick died of a stroke the day after confronting pro-Trump extremists on January 6th. The Washington, D.C. medical examiner concludes a chemical spray was not a factor in the death. Instead, he says the overall stress of the riot did play a role. That could rule out homicide charges in the case. In Russia, officials announced today they've sent jailed dissident Alexei Navalny to a prison hospital, but they insisted his health is satisfactory despite a three-week hunger strike. The prison system said he'll be treated at this hospital about 110 miles from Moscow and that he's agreed to undergo vitamin therapy. Navalny's own doctor warned he could be near death, and supporters have called for nationwide protests on Wednesday. Firefighters in Cape Town, South Africa, have finally subdued a wildfire that burned an historic library. The blaze broke out early on Sunday, swept down the famous Table Mountain and into the University of Cape Town. The school's library had housed priceless African books and manuscripts.
The investigating teams need to determine the extent of the damage, course of the damage. They will have to work very closely with the city of Cape Town and with other agencies. I'm not in a position to say what the extent of the damage is right now in monetary terms.
Residents of nearby suburbs had to be evacuated, but there were no reports of deaths. A powerful typhoon off the eastern Philippines forced more than 100,000 people from their homes today and killed at least one person. The storm is the strongest ever recorded in April. It's not expected to make landfall, but heavy rains and waves are flooding low-lying areas. NASA has made history again with the first powered flight by an aircraft on another planet. On Mars today, the 4-pound Ingenuity helicopter hovered 10 feet off the ground for 39 seconds. It carried a piece of wing fabric from the Wright brothers' first flight at Kitty Hawk in 1903. We'll have a closer look at this later in the program. The world of soccer shook today after 12 of Europe's largest and wealthiest soccer clubs announced plans to form a breakaway Super League. It would feature 20 clubs, including England's Chelsea and Spain's Real Madrid. The plan drew heavy criticism from fans, broadcasters, and UEFA, the governing body for European soccer.
At this moment, UEFA and the footballing world stand united against the disgraceful, self-serving proposal we have seen in the last 24 hours from a select few clubs in Europe that are fueled purely by greed above all else.
The head of UEFA warned today that Super League players could be banned from this year's European Championship and next year's World Cup. And on Wall Street today, stocks retreated as investors waited for first quarter earnings reports. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 123 points to close at 34,077. The NASDAQ fell 137 points and the S&P 500 slipped 22. Still to come on the NewsHour, despite Israel's successful inoculation campaign, many remain resistant to the shot. How NASA's Ingenuity makes space history by taking flight on Mars. Oscar nominee Andra Day on the painful history in the United States versus Billie Holiday. Plus, much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.